Well, praise the Lord and welcome to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We're very happy to have you with us today. And to those of you who are new and maybe the first time you're tuning in to our live broadcast, I'd like to just share with you that I'll be speaking today on the Middle East. However, before I speak, we're going to have our worship service. We're going to take an offering. We're going to have our testimony time. And then I will preach and bring the message. So if you want to have the outline, it is ready. You can actually copy that now on your computer and print that out so you'll be ready when I come back in approximately an hour or so and bring in a message of the Middle East, what God is saying, and where we're heading. And right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Charles Terrell to come and lead us in worship.
Well, good morning, church. Are we ready to sing? Let's stand and open in prayer then. Father, we thank you for today, that once again we have the breath of life within us, and that we were able to make a conscious decision to be here in church. And Father, we just ask you once again that you would just meet us here like you do every single week. As we're going to sing songs now, to lift our voices up, to praise you, to give you glory, to worship you, that your Holy Spirit would just be here, and that you would just amplify this time. That we wouldn't come to you in our flesh, but we would come to you in the way that you want us to, in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me is falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
This song emphasizes that Christianity is not about religion, about going through things and just methodically doing stuff, but it's a relationship and how we react to God and how he deals with us, just like we deal with each other. That, you know, my sons, they don't come to me and they say, "Oh, Holy Father, how art thou today?" and so forth. They say, "Hey, Papa, how you doing?" And that's exactly what it is. It's a relationship.
And he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and He is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner is love.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Yes,
in life,
Lord,
we only accomplish what we want to accomplish, what we think we can accomplish. Some of the greatest people out there, you say, well, how did you attain that? Well, I set really high goals. Now, let's look at this way. God is able, more than able, to do anything that He wants. But Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, and to say, this mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. You have to have the faith, though. But if you don't think that God can do it, He's not going to do it. Right? It says that Jesus, when He was in His own hometown, He didn't do miracles there. Why? Because there was unbelief. Not even the Son of God could overcome their unbelief. God is able. Let's sing that one more time.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Hallelujah.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make up my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil alerts me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I'd rather have Jesus than silver. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand.
Jesus.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same, all earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening and maybe soon. Before him at last, trial and trouble all pass, crowns at his feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Jesus is coming again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the blessed tidings roll, love wonderful.
fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all. Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. Jesus, let me learn more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. Jesus in His Word, holy communion with my Lord, hear His voice in every life, making each faithful saying mine. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. Glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
More power,
more power,
more of you. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. More love.
More love.
More power.
More power.
More of you in my life.
Amen.
I sing praises to your name. Sister. to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name.
Praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you this morning, Lord. For we are yours. O Lord, we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. We surrender all things to you today. For we are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we pray, Lord, use us today. Use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it is a good thing. It's a good thing to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, hallelujah. 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 It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you for a glorious day, a day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. We commit this day to you, Lord, and we pray, not our will, but thy will be done, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray for a glorious day,
a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of excitement. And we want to thank you, Father, that the excitement will rise in this body and will be victory. Hallelujah. Oh, let us break forth. Hallelujah. Worshiping our Lord, our God, with all our heart and mind and soul, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Lord, as we're about to receive this offering, Lord, we know that you are able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we want to thank you that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. You told us in your word, bring the tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we know what you mean. And we know what you mean. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. You stand good in your promises. You stand good in your promises. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need today in this body of believers. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Your way, not our way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power. Oh, hallelujah, and let each and every person be touched today. Oh, we thank you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for touching each and every one of us today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, neglect not the gift that is within thee, that has been given to thee by prophecy, by the laying hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let us not neglect thy gift. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus, that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Praise your holy name, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony. We pray the anointing upon them. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that your name be glorified in the testimonies as well. And Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
Okay, good morning. We're going to have some testimony time. If anybody's got a testimony, I'm sure somebody does. I know God's not slept this week. Okay, Natalia.
But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. No.
Be joyful.
Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. No turning back. No turning back. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. No turning back. No turning back. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. Be joyful always. Pray without ceasing. No turning back. No turning back. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen.
Amen.
I too have decided to follow Jesus. With this New Year's, I'll renew my vows to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I do have testimony which parallels with my wife's. About a month before the holidays, my wife ordered some oil painting frames. She's a painter, as you know. And anyway, she's been waiting them for weeks and weeks. And she's been calling the people up, and they're saying, oh, yeah, we delivered them to the door. And as you know, our house is like a tenth of a mile from the gates. We have electric gates up there. So I don't know how he got through the gates. But anyway, we don't have no frames. And about a week later, the gates start acting up, so I went to work on them. It's our computerized chip there or whatever causing it, the demons. So anyway, I remember one time Thomas, Brother Thomas, prayed with me over them because constantly we're having problems with. But as you know, Pastor John mentioned many times that God uses other people to get the message to you. So in this event, I would say he used other things to get us the message. What I'm getting at is I keep the spare parts in the pump house. And so as I went up to the pump house to check on the spare parts, and what do you say there was in there was the two boxes, big boxes of picture frames, the picture frames that we've been waiting for. So I praise God for the Holy Spirit for leading me to that pump house. Amen.
I like what Natalia said. In everything, child, give thanks and praise him. Amen. We need to be thankful. Okay, you have a testimony. Okay, she keeps pointing to you, and I don't know who's doing what. So come on up.
I just want to thank the Lord for becoming born again the last February, and thank Pastor Torrell and Ina for all their part in it, and to thank you for the support of this beautiful little church. And I'm grateful to the Lord. I just finished reading the New Testament from cover to cover for the first time. It took me 97 years to get around to it. So, and believe me, my life is really changing now. Thank you very much.
Well, you're looking good for 97. So life is beginning. Okay, do we have any more testimonies? I got a quick testimony. I got the opportunity yesterday to work with my crew on a job in Lake of the Pines up in the mountains. Very beautiful. Yeah, nice drive up there also. And don't get that opportunity that often, but I sure like going out there and working with them. First of all, it's great exercise, and it's just nice to focus just on putting mud on the wall instead of all the other stuff. But when I was there, I looked at all these guys, you know, we probably had about 14 guys out there. And I thought to myself, man, I got to get out there and get some jobs and keep these guys employed and food on their table. And then I thought, no, I don't have to do that. God can do that. So I just got to walk my walk, do what I'm supposed to do. And of course, I can't sit at home. I have to get out there and apply myself. But God's the one that's going to do it, right? Like the word says, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. So so beautiful to be able to cast all your cares on Him, right? It's wonderful to know that He holds the future. And the times that we are, you know, looking at, we hear all week long, every day, day and night, if you watch the you know, what do you call those guys that, the stooges that put the news out, or supposedly that's the news. I ask myself, are you reporting the news? Because it seems to be, commentary more than anything. Or, anyway, you know what they're putting out there, the stooges, and that is everything's going to be terrible. Well, you know, they can have their self-fulfilled prophecies. My prophecies come from the Bible, and so I'm expecting to do well, and I'm expecting to see the kingdom of God do well. So, okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We got some prayer requests here that we want to take care of. And it's always exciting to hear from other places. And we're going to read a letter here that is from here in California, the town of Ripon. It's a big metropolitan area, about maybe 6,000 people. But anyway, I need prayer for my health. Problem with my legs, feet, and tongue. I know God can heal without the doctor. I'm supposed to go to the doctor the 22nd of January and January 29th for cataract surgery on the right eye this time. The doctor appointment is always a week before eye surgery. Pray all will be okay. God bless you all. Still need a place to live in Ripon, Manteca, or Salida. I know people get tired of my requests. Mrs. Helen Davis. So God knows my heart and my situation. So we're going to pray for her. And she's been faithful to the ministry for many years. Let me read now a... This is a email from the country of Sweden. And this is Sister Grace. I'm not going to give her last name. And I'm translating this as I read it. Hi, John and Ina. I'm writing to you because I got something to tell you. Yesterday when I was going to walk to the store to buy eggs, I took a longer road than I used to. I will also add that God had told me to fast the day before. When I'm approaching the store, I'm meeting a couple that we are not meeting or we are not together with, but I know them because our children and their children go to the same school. After some cold talk or chit-chat, I asked the man what... Actually, the man asked what I think, what is happening in Israel. And I tell him a little bit what I think and what I know about it biblically. And then I add, I am not a Zionist Christian. Okay, they answer. And we have some brothers and sisters who are suffering and are dead. And they are Palestinians. I don't know if these couple was Palestinians. But now she wants to share this with us. That the man now tells that he has dreams that Sweden is going to be invaded and our country divided. He added that Russian troops will come in via Finland and Balticum that he had received in a dream. I told him that I knew this because there's been many others prophesied prior to this. He even told me that a dream about a tree that was very large and beautiful and it looked so healthy. And then there was a man standing there with a birch tree. And the man was standing there ready to put an axe to it and cut it down. Then he hears a voice in the background that says, no, wait till next year. He had his dream in 2008. Another man said to me, it is not 2009. His wife said also that she had dreamt that a loaf of bread would cost 900 crowns, which would be probably about $200. But even if we had the money, there will be no bread in the stores. I want to add that I talked about them, how Christianity is in our country. And I mentioned your name, and he mentioned my name, and that made her glad because then she realized he was also listening to us, in contact with us. And he said that they belong to a Pentecostal church, but they have been thrown out because they were told they were too radical. After I came home, I sat down to talk to my Heavenly Father, and I want to find out what is going to happen to our country. And she said here that it is very hard to speak to other people, but she believes that God had his divine appointment and that something is going to happen in the future. And then we have a This is from Canada, and I'm not going to give a name on this. This is a sister in the Lord in Canada. Good morning, Pastor. Thank you so much for your call and thoughts. The last part of the year was a rough one. My daughter is struggling with alcohol. She's about 16. Today, I'm seeking a Christian rehab. Teen Challenge has connections for girls her age. It is a British Columbia program, but the rehab is in California. I have done some flesh battling myself lately, but God is winning and faithful. I received a CD from your ministry. The last guest speaker you had spoke on a new age. That was Warren Smith and their tactics. God, in his wisdom and way, has been speaking to me on this for years. So it was confirmation of a thing that he revealed to me over time. Pastor, I listened to your teachings, and I'm so thankful for your heart and obedience. Please pray for wisdom and the strength of my daughter and mine. It seems, I sense that 2009 is unique and a powerful year, that he will manifest himself in amazing ways through his sheep. I just know that I have this time in him is going to be one fueled with amazing grace and salvation power to be compared, possibly surpass that which happened 2,900 years ago. Thank you for your heart toward me, and I know I did not stumble across you haphazardly. God united me with your flock for a time such as this and time to come. Be blessed, Pastor, and EAUC, for you are all a blessing, your sister in Christ, and then she signs her name. Now, it is, when I'm thinking about this, we're going to pray for her also, that she had this daughter out of wedlock, and we have what we call the curse of a bastard. And I don't know if she has broken it or not. So we're going to pray for that also. And then my last letter here is from Germany. And this is from Sister Gina. And she writes, I just finished translating your article on GMO Part 3. I only have to go over it one more time for little corrections and to give it a final polish. So I'll probably be on a German website within the next few days. Only yesterday I got the email about the latest newsletter, and yesterday and today I did a few other things than the translation of this article. I esteemed it too important for any delay. But one question came to me when I read your last passage. What can a believer do? Besides the things you command, and which are important and good, should we not also pray? And by this I mean warfare prayer against pharmakia and genetic modified food the same way you prayed against staggering oil prices. Should we fall into fatalism because these things are described in the book of Revelation, thinking we cannot change anything anyway? Hopefully everything will be over soon. Besides this, I again feel urgent. I mentioned it again some time ago, to humbly lay it on your heart once again to consider teaching the congregation more about the importance of praying in tongues. I myself am practicing it more and more while I'm working the house, while I'm driving my car, when shopping, whatever. And the results are staggering. Revelations over revelations. Things I never understood, explored, and became crystal clear. Especially concerning the things from archaea, GMO, politics, end time events, of which in the natural we don't have much of a clue how to pray effective. Who would help us better than the Holy Ghost? Why not let him pray for us? Greetings and blessing to you and the whole church. And I would like to encourage us here and you that are watching us, that are listening to us, that you, if you have the gift of praying in tongues, use that gift so that the Holy Ghost can pray through you. Well, let's come and have a prayer time here right now then. So, we gather here for prayer. And I'm going to ask Thomas if you pray for Gina. And we're going to have here, let's see who I want to pray for this. I'm going to have, Ina, would you pray for this lady in Canada? Okay, would you come on up here then? Hold that, and I have you to come when we're going to pray for that. And Sister Lois, would you pray for this Helen Davis in Ripon? And then I'm going to ask Brother Charles if you will pray for this lady Grace in Sweden. And let's begin with Thomas here.
Okay, Father God, first of all, we want to say thank you for the ministry over there in Germany with Gina and her husband and their daughter. And we thank you, Father, that the good report that we hear back from them, and we hear how God is using them there. We hear how her daughter is doing very well, and you healed her, Lord. And also the entire family, Lord. So we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, that when we walk with you, it's like your word says, these blessings shall overtake us, Lord. In Deuteronomy 28, it talks about how we're going to be overcome with blessings. So we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessings that you've poured upon them overseas, Lord. And we thank you that they're part of this ministry, that we're not inhibited by these four walls, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for strengthening Gina as she translates and puts the messages and the newsletters online in Germany, Lord. And we thank you for giving her supernatural wisdom, spiritual insight, and just bless her hands as she's doing that work, Lord. We thank you, Father, that the internet remains open without restrictions to the Christian community, Lord, and that we can freely broadcast and publicize the truth out there, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for keeping that open in all nations of the earth, Lord. And we just praise your name for that. We thank you once again for blessing Gina and her family, and for the all the satellite people that are out there, Lord, that are walking with us in this church. And bless all churches around the world, Lord, that are preaching the truth and giving the gospel story. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for many people have not bowed the knee to the devil, but they're bowing the knee to you. We thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for increasing our strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that I can pray for this sister, Beppe, right now. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, on you, you can move in the most miraculous way. And I thank you for touching her daughter, God. I thank you that your healing touch will be upon her. And I also thank you for the power of removing that alcohol from her. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, there is nothing impossible for you, God. What is impossible for men is possible with you. And I thank you for touching her and give her a desire to quit drinking, God. And I thank you for the people that would help her, that you give them wisdom and guidance from you by your wonderful Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come to you today to lift up Helen Davis. Lord, she's been faithful to this ministry for many years, and she's been asking for many years to be moved to Ripon, that she needs a place there to stay, Father, or someplace close by. Lord, you've heard this prayer coming up from her for many years, and she's been so patient. Father, we ask that you give her the answer to her prayer, that you give her her wish, if that is your will for her life, Lord God, if that is where you want her. Lord God, help her if it isn't where you want her, help her to understand that and show her in a way that she does understand, because she'll accept whatever you say, Lord, and whatever your decision is. And Father God, we ask you to touch her body, touch her eyes, touch her every place that is hurting and every place that isn't right. Lord God, give her a creative miracle in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to look down upon her miseries and to lift her out of them, Lord God, for you are the healer, and by your stripes she has been healed. And let that healing manifest this week, Lord God, in Jesus' precious name, and bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we lift up this Sister Grace in Sweden. And I agree with Thomas that what he said, that all around the world, we have the commonality of the blood of Jesus that separates us from the unsaved. But most importantly, Father God, we have your Holy Spirit who links us all together, who, when we read the Bible, he declares to us its truths. And he also shares with us the things that are happening and declares whether people are lying or so forth. But it's this common bond. And Father, we just continue to ask that you would just give us all discernment as to, there's so much information that's being put out nowadays. The Father, you would give us the discernment to know what is a truth, what is a lie, and to also to be able to stand up for the truth. Father, we just ask that you would just continue to move, just like you did in the book of Acts, that you would just draw believers together, supernaturally, little things here and there, as you prepare us all, and we don't see all the individual steps. But Father, you're the master planner behind the scenes, and you know everything. And Father, we just ask that you would just help us to be obedient to you, that as we do this, everything falls into place in the kingdom of God, and that we will wreak much havoc for Satan. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up Peter to run through today as he's very ill. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to move through his body today, that the same resurrection power that raised Christ up from the dead will move in his body, that you will destroy every germ and virus that had taken him down, Lord, and that he shall be healed and able to function very shortly, Father God, and come out of this victorious with no side effects. And we pray, Father God, for this entire church, which is not only here in the greater Sacramento area, but around the world, that you will heal our bodies, that you will minister to us, Lord, and touch our souls, Father God, heal us spiritually, heal the emotional wounds we have, Father, and we thank you for moving upon us now, and we bless you, we praise you for that. And Father God, we want to thank you that you kept the oil price down, but Father God, we pray right now for the American oil companies. As oil prices are going down, they are raising the price at our pumps. Father God, they haven't got the message. And we pray today, Father, that these executives, CEOs, that you will put the fear of God in them, that they will not make a profit right now and try to hoard and to build up their own salaries. But Father God, be decent and pass on the savings to us, the people. And Father God, I thank you right now as we're going to move and talk about the Middle East today, that you will be with me as I share this message. And this I ask in Jesus' name, and those who agreed said, amen and amen. Okay, Father God, we also pray for Michael John that has a cold, that you will touch him. And we thank you, Father God, you will heal him speedily. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will have the outlines handed out.